So it's a little bit late, but give us your thoughts looking back on Saturday after a good performance at York.
Yeah, I thought it was a fantastic performance by the lads. I thought they did us and the club and themselves proud. I don't think we could ask any more from them. They certainly give a good account of themselves. They, I felt matched York in the first half. York probably shaded possession, but I thought we had some very, very good chances as well. Probably the more clear of the chances. Second half, we came out 1-0 down and really, really went for them. And we was totally dominating the game, I felt, and until the referee got involved again. But it seems to be the way that it's going for us at the minute with the referees. I don't know what it is about Colville and referees, but you know, the first goal, just on the stroke of half-time, he got in the way of a clearance and blocked it, and they broke out and scored from it. Then he gets involved with what well, looking at the video, is a hideous decision to give a penalty against us to make it 2-0. And then a 50-50 one, which perhaps could have been given either way, he gives another one, and you know, and all of a sudden we're 3-0 down, two penalties and an interception by the referee. But you know, the lads kept coming and they kept going, and they got the goal back. And you know, York was still a little bit concerned that we might get that second, and who knows what would have happened if we had have.
Back at the first half, I know Nat hit the bar. They didn't batter us. Obviously, they're full time footballers. They were very sharp, but did we at some stages maybe stand off and then second half realise we can actually really give these a go? Would that be a fair assessment?
It possibly is, yes. I mean, you know, we did say before we started the game that we wanted to stay in the game, and it was imperative that we did stay in the game. What we didn't want to do was find ourselves open like we was the previous week at Lancaster and, you know, 2-0 down in 10 minutes, because you've got a long way to go then against a team that are obviously, you know, they're professional full-time side. So we did set up to stay in the game, and I thought we was doing that really well and counter-attacking. You know, Dan Creaney had a very, very good chance where he miskicked his shot. Nat at the bar. We did break through 2-on-1 that Dan really should have found Nat, and Nadia found Nat. Nat was through 1-on-1, and you'd have fancied him to score in the race. Rich Vane is in at the minute. So I think to the plan, it sort of worked well. You know, we was open, stay in it at half time, and then come out second half and have a go at them, which is what we did. But unfortunately, we came in 1-0 down. But you know, you can't do nothing about the bullet in the referee and canning him back to them.
Yeah, obviously the penalty decision, 3-0 down. But then the good thing is we still gave it a go. And it was good to at least score, wasn't it, to reward the fans who were brilliant on the day?
The fans was absolutely exceptional. I mean, if only we could get that at home as well.
True.
I mean, I think one or two of the York fans have commented on them on social media as well. But, you know, they swung all the way through. I think they deserved that goal.
Yeah.
It's a pity that it couldn't have been stayed a bit closer, but the penalty killed us, especially the second one.
After all that, though, we've had a very good run in the trophy and obviously earned a bit of money. But is it time now to start putting some more points on the board and pick up some league form?
It's imperative that we put points on the board now. You know, we had a great start to the season, played some lovely football, got ourselves right up there. I think at one point we were at top of the league, and we looked unstoppable. Now, I wouldn't say we've been playing bad. We've had a couple of poor performances, but in general, we've been playing quite well. We're a little bit concerned. We've been open a little bit at times, and that showed at Lancaster. I think that Lancaster game could have easily finished 4-4, 5-5, the way both teams was attacking. But you know, we need to make sure we don't concede as many goals as we have done, and stick some points on the board now.
Starts with Nantwich away on Saturday. Have we done homework? Do we know what we're expecting with them?
Oh yeah, we've got a full rundown on Nantwich and you know, what they're all about, to the strengths and weaknesses. You know, we're working on that tonight at training, setting up ready for it. I mean, you know, we look at the fixtures coming up now. Nantwich are down there, Whitby following week are down there. So, you know, we need to go there and get some points on the board off these two games. And you know, who knows? We still feel that we're a far better side than we was this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing some very nice football, probably a little bit too nice at the minute, because we're going forward in numbers and getting caught out a lot. So we addressed that last week. I think if we can put what we did on Saturday at York out every week, then I've no doubt that we'll pick points up and start beating teams again.
Has it been helpful having a few midweeks off? So we had last Tuesday, Thursday before York, and this is the second session this week. Has it been good to just concentrate on Saturday games for the being as we've had such a fixture overload in past months?
Well, the fixtures have been horrendous, really. It's been a constant stream. I mean, what has been helpful as much as anything, yes, it's nice to for lads to recover a little bit and get a little bit longer recovery time, but, you know, we've played about 30 games now and, you know, the bookings reset before Saturday, so it was nice to have a couple of midweeks with no games to enable the lads that's been on four bookings.
Because people don't realise, obviously, unless you're involved in other clubs, that people like Creaney, I think Dean Freeman, Nat's been close, they've been playing the last five games knowing that if they had a booking they'd miss York.
Yes.
It doesn't help the other performances, does it, when you're playing worrying about missing the York game?
It's affected the games, you know, 100%. You know, Dean knows, you know, one missed time tackle, especially playing as a centre-half, one missed time tackle and he's going to be suspended. You know, Crean is the same, although, you know, what we have said to Crean, you know, he's put himself in this position by using his mouth a couple of times and picking up needless bookings. You know, it's one thing getting booked for a foul or a missed time tackle, but, you know, Nat's the same. They love to get themselves booked for opening the mouth, and that's been we've suffered the consequences of that for these last few games because they've been on a knife edge. You know, they're missing the trophy and other league games, which we couldn't afford to lose. But it resets now, so we can go into it now all fresh again.
And on the player front, obviously recently signed Alex from Notts County. He came on against York and looked really good, didn't he?
It was absolutely fantastic when he came on.
You know, the goal up.
Very, very impressive performance. You know, we did say he came on at Lancaster. It was probably a slightly different game, but he didn't quite make the impression that he made at York. But he looked every bit a professional footballer when he came on Saturday, and he really did change the game. But I will say, you know, I thought all three subs at York came on and made an impact, which is good. That's what you need your subs to do.
And one of them, I know you've been desperate for them to get more game time. I think we're okay to say, without the club being named, he's going out on loan, probably for Saturday. Ollie Bassett, am I right in saying?
Yeah, Ollie, obviously, he's been a little bit frustrated himself. You know, he came from Yeovil in the summer. You know, he played first-team football with Yeovil and he's come to us. And he's found it difficult to get a regular start, which is what he wanted. But, you know, he's conducting himself well. He's been on the bench. He's come on and made impacts when he came on. But we felt that he needs to go out and get some games and get some 90 minutes and then see where he is once he's got some 90 minutes at this. So we've set up a loan deal, which is being signed tonight, and he'll be out on loan for the next month now and get some 90 minutes under him, which we're doing good. And hopefully things will work out for him and he'll come back and do us a favour towards the end of the season.
Final question, any more ins and outs without giving anything away at the minute?
Well, no, we're always looking. You know, we're chasing one particular position to see what we can get, but it's difficult at this time of season. Everybody seems to be settled, and those that we're looking at are settled or wanting too much money if we do speak to them. So, but, you know, situations develop in football, and you never know what's around the corner. You know, who knows? Tomorrow might be a different day, and somebody rings, and we get a reply. But yeah, we're always looking to strengthen, but it's got to be within the restraints of the club.